From our political party, we have never ever thought that it is clever for democratic forces to be at each other's throats. We have always thought that it is important to agree that we must do away with the ills that characterize ZANU-PF's rule. But I think that we can't go ahead of ourselves and start talking about the impossibility of it. I think you can talk about the difficulty of it if you are Professor Oshman Ncube, because you are reflecting on history, you are reflecting on pre-2008 elections, and you are saying to yourself, we went through, we put in so much energy, we negotiated a pact which then collapsed at the last minute, where we ended up having all these sorts of problems as a political party with no presidential candidate, because we had initially agreed that we were going to back Morgan Tsvangirai. So that is what he will be speaking to. But as I've said earlier on, Violet, it's important to acknowledge that to start off with, it's agreed that the principle of a coalition is indeed a noble principle.
Mr. Munzora, what's your party's position on this issue of an electoral pact?
The MDC has always been consistent and very clear. The people we are fighting against are ZANU-PF and its ruinous policy. Therefore, the party to remove is ZANU-PF. We are very, very clear that we welcome the unit of purpose with all progressive democratic forces in this country. We realize that the people of Zimbabwe are greater than Morgan Tsvangirai, are bigger than Oshman Ncube. So it is what the people of Zimbabwe want that we will ultimately do. Regrettably, right now, this issue has not been discussed at political party level, nor has it been discussed in any formal way by the various structures.
Mr. Ncube, it seems some people support this idea of an electoral pact. And if I may just read one of many responses on Mr. Ncube's Facebook page. One follower says, I look forward to a day when Welshman Ncube and Morgan Tsvangirai would get off their high elevator of pride and think of the welfare of Zimbabweans. If you fail to form a coalition, then I'm afraid you're just wasting time campaigning, because ZANU-PF will thrash you, not because Zimbabweans would have rejected you, but because you will have rejected many potential Zimbabwean votes. So before you think of proving points to each other, think of us, strive towards a coalition. What's your response to this?
Well, interesting view, although I don't think that one contributor, one response should be viewed as a generic response to go as far as suggesting that our supporters want it. I think that's going ahead of ourselves. I would say that in quite strongly, that the views being expressed by political leaders are views which they see as pertinent. They see them as value-laden views. For instance, when Professor Oshman Ncube speaks the views that he does on behalf of the MDC that he leads, he is speaking about the Zimbabwe that we wish to see. He's speaking views around the issues that we should polish. And in fact, if there's ever going to be a coalition or if there's ever going to be a pact, then it is important that that pact comes out of a dichotomous relationship, because they say in reality that diamond polishes diamond. So in fact, if we go into this debate, if ever it happens, and we go into it without expressing why we think things should be done in different ways, we are never going to create an impetus for a post-Mugabe, which is better than a post-Mugabe, without thinking and views and value systems that are grounded on what people want. So it's important for us as political parties to express the different views, to express the values and principles that we desire. It is not wrong on its own. What is wrong, I think, is the expectation that political parties will, by some miracle, just come together, and that coming together becomes good on its own. I think political parties will come together, if they do, on the basis of shared principles, shared values, and understanding of what it is that we want to achieve. So in our view, it is important that we debate these issues, so that whichever way we end up, if we end up in a coalition, it will be a coalition in truth, not a coalition for convenience.
Mr. Ncube, what would your supporters like to see? Because it seems that many people believe that a pact is the way forward. Is this about egos by the top leadership?
Certainly not. I don't think so. President Tsvangirai does not act alone. Whatever he has done, he consults his national standing committee, his national executive, and his national council, so that we would hear the views of the broader section of the party. He does not put his own personal preferences to the fore. So what we will do when the time comes is we will act in accordance with the dictates of the supporters of the MDC. If they say go for a pact, we will go for a pact. And President Tsvangirai will go for a pact. He is not going to think individually. So the issue of egos doesn't arise. At any rate, we are on record, and President Tsvangirai is on record, of saying that we welcome the unity of purpose of all democratic forces. We want to work together for the removal of this dictatorship. This very, very vile and pestilential dictatorship must go. So it is time for change, and we must act together.